The Legislative Audit Bureau found in a two-year random check of unemployment benefits that two Wisconsin inmates fell through the cracks. They received almost $2,700 last year. Rose Lynch, spokeswoman for the Department of Workforce Development, says they have never seen this before. Lynch says the department is setting up a system with the Department of Corrections that will look for any overlap between people filing for unemployment and people behind bars.
We don't feel that this is widespread at all. We're talking about a system that pays $819 million annually, but we pride ourselves in being accurate, so we're very happy to join with the Department of Corrections and do this cross-match.
Lynch says some inmates can receive unemployment benefits if they qualify and are in the work release program. As for the two inmates who fraudulently claimed unemployment, they will be denied benefits for 6 years and must pay back the funds they've already received. Katie Fisher, Wisconsin Public Radio.